What's up, guys?
You saw Jeremy Zuta go down. Is he going to be all right?
Yeah, he's going to be fine.
Greg, you talk about Drew Brees. You've had two opportunities now that you've seen him. What stands out about him the most in terms of being a guy who puts up the numbers, seems to matter what defense goes against him?
Yeah, he's an elite quarterback, not only in this time, but in the history of the league. This guy is special. You're not going to stop him. No one does. Can you contain him? That's more of the challenge. That's what we need to do. We need to contain him. And our guys are working hard to do that.
Just his ability to get rid of the ball so quickly and not sit back there.
Well, I think it's a lot of things. When you're as good as he is, you do that well. I mean, he does everything well. He reads and deciphers defense as well. He works defensive secondaries with his eyes and body. He understands secondary play. He understands front play. And this guy is a seasoned veteran, and then he has the tools to make the throws as well. So those are pretty good qualifications.
When you addressed the secondary this year, to some extent last year too, Barron, was it the knowledge that you're going to have to face the Drew Breeses and Matt Ryans and that in this division, that the matchups were such an important thing?
Yeah, and really I think in this league it's everybody. You know, it's just a matter of who's – they're like the elite. But, yeah, there's – I mean, I don't know if there's bad ones, you know. And that was kind of our thought, in that we just need to get better back there.
Are you a believer in that there's a lot of ways to sack the passer, sack the quarterback in this league? Doesn't have to just come from the front four, come from other, because you showed it last week.
Mm-hmm.
You did a lot of different things. And
yeah, I mean, I want to affect the quarterback. You know, sack fumbles are the best, and then everything down decreases from there. Sacks are not as good as sack fumbles, but they're good. Affecting the throw of the quarterback's probably the most important, because you get to do that more than you get sacks and sacks fumbles. And when you talk about affecting, you get him off the spot, you manipulate his throws, right? You inhibit, you get your hand in the way. All those things are critical to playing pass defense. Non-passing situations, being able to convert from a run format into a pass rush mode. When you recognize that it's pass, huge. I mean, these guys are a first and second down shot team. They're going to throw the ball down the field. Play action, the best play action team in the league probably. They're going to shoot the ball down the field. So you do have to be able to convert your pass rush. So when you do those things, a mixture of blitzing and four-man, three-man rush, I think is always the best. But ultimately, if you have the guys, then you – your four-man rush, you have seven in coverage. Five-man rush, you have six. You know, it's the old mathematics. There's only 11 guys, and how you deploy them is what makes up your defense. And then, obviously, how they act once you deploy them.
What was working so well for you last week in that? I mean, you had five sacks, obviously.
I think it was a mix. Yeah, I think it was a mix of pressures and straight rushes, games. You know, you'd like to have balance. You like to have, so you're not doing the same thing, and they can't kind of get wired into you. But I don't know who said it, but he does get rid of the ball this week very quickly. He has a sixth sense, and if you don't have pressure on him, he has a sixth sense of holding it and waiting and waiting and waiting. And he's not looking to scramble. He's looking to throw the ball down the field. And when you bring in pressure, he has a sixth sense to get rid of it.
What's your initial impression on Jeff Demme, seeing him out on the field?
Fast. Yeah, he really he made one run today. He reversed field. He outran the whole secondary, the whole team, really. So, yeah, he has, you can see, he's rusty. You know, he hasn't played football in a while. But he looked excited. Yeah, fresh legs, excited.
Is Jimmy Graham, Greg, I see it already, as tough a matchup at that position as there is in this league right now?
I think in the pass game, for sure. You know, he's a big wide receiver. He can get in there and mix it up a little bit, but that's not his strength. But as a receiver, he is very good, very talented.
Sean Payton's back on the sidelines this time. You didn't see him, obviously, last year. But he's a guy that a lot of players have always said likes to talk to the opponents, tries to get in their head. What do you kind of make of that banner going back and trying to play mind games with him?
Everybody's got their style. I don't much think about what other guys do, you know.
How many rookies played on Sunday with Spence and Banks? Got a lot of action there.
I think they did okay, yeah. You know, the first time, you know, preseason's one thing, really, you know, regular season. You know, I remember Gerald telling a story to the rookies, and he was telling a story about his first year, you know, preseason. He thought, oh, this is pretty good. And then the regular season, wham, what a difference, right? I thought the rookies did a pretty good job hanging in there and battling, yeah.
How much has the Saints defense improved under Rob?
It's one game, right? So we have one body of work to look at, but they played tough, and then at the end they make that winning stop on fourth down in the red, you know. It's pretty good stuff, and you know, was a relatively low-scoring game for the NFL.
The secondary appear to be much improved?
Well, yeah, they got some, you know, they made some additions with the rookie, Vaccaro, and the kid from Pittsburgh who's a good player. So, yeah, they've gotten better for sure.
Which way are you leaning at left guard right now?
I don't know what's going to happen with Carl Nix. You know, he did some stuff today. He was limited. I'll just play it by ear. It's going to be day by day. If he doesn't go, then there's a, you know, it's just like last week. There's a group of guys that could do it. Multiple guys got work at the position. Kareemi right now got, you know, is the guy if Carl doesn't go as of today. But we're going to look at it all week and make a decision. Oh, yeah, he's making progress, yep.
Is that infection completely gone?
I'm sorry?
Is that infection that he had completely gone?
I'm not going to get into his private stuff medically, but he's doing well. So let's, you know, read into that what you may.
Is he on the field today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
His first practice since New England, that is first?
Yeah. I mean, he's been out there doing some stuff, you know, jogging and doing some other stuff. Today he did, you know, it was very limited. I don't want you to get the wrong view, but he was limited. He was out there doing some stuff.
How many snaps did he
have? I'm not going to get into all that stuff. Yeah, he's limited.
Greg, you mentioned the Saints secondary. I know it's only one game, but how improved do you think your secondary is? What's the feel?
They're better. Yeah, considerably. But they're not just because of the acquisitions. Mark Barron's better. He's a better player. Leonard Johnson's a better player than he was last year. They're all better. And they got some great leadership and examples back there, too. So I think there's a little kind of chemistry back there with that crew.
Coach, how close is the two defenses between Robin and Ryan and Rex? Are they pretty much the same thing? Are you going to be looking at a copycat of what you saw last week?
Well, not a complete copycat, but you got to remember they come from the same tree, their dad, both genetically and, right? So football-wise, so there's a lot of similarities. But then there are some differences, too. And I'm sure the brothers speak. If they don't, you'd be disappointed, right? So, you know, the things that Rex felt probably was advantageous, we'll probably see again in some form or fashion. Not exactly the same way because personnel is different. But the theory or the concept will be utilized some way, which, you know, we're in tune. You know, you got to remember, we played them last year and didn't do very well. So that's a tape as well that they're going to be looking at. So we got to work it out for us, no doubt. And guys are working hard. Today was they got better today.
Greg, in terms of keeping Breeze off the field, which is a big priority going in this game, how do you get Doug to that second level? Even if you know there's eight in the box, you still want to maintain possession. So how do you spring more?
Well, we got to block better. We got to run better. We got to throw better, catch better, because that all fits together, right? If they do what you said and outnumber you, you better make them pay. You can't always pound your head into a wall, so you got to make them pay. If you don't make them pay, if you throw incomplete, now it's second and 10. So now what do? You know, that's the dilemma. You have to be able to make people pay when they're going to try to take away Doug Martin. We'll do that. You know, we did it at time Sunday. We didn't do it enough. We got to be able to do that. So it's a mix again. You know, really in football, most of the time, unless you're just like so elite in one area, mix is the way to go. Because, you know, then at least you keep people a little bit guessing. Now, if you're just so good in one area, then forget it. Just do it, you know. It can't stop you anyway, whatever it is. We're not there yet.
Can you update Michael Adams' status?
I'm sorry?
Can you update Michael Adams?
Yeah, yeah, I was going to do that before we broke. Mike had surgery. Everything's running together. I think it's today. He had surgery today on his knee. So he's going to be out for a little bit. but he'll be back, you know, this season. He'll be back sometime after the break. I'm not sure when exactly. Yeah, so. All right, guys, thanks.